Oh, God, you're so good. And Lord, it doesn't matter how much you remind us. It's almost like the first time. I'm thinking of the first time I heard your voice, the first time I felt your presence. I still have a first time love for you, Jesus. And Father, I pray that as each and every one of us lean into your word right now, that you would just move our hearts in a way where we become just so, so infatuated with you, so enamored with you, so intoxicated with you, so in love with you. Because truly, Lord, there is none like you. There is none like you. Hallelujah. So we've been talking about clinging to Jesus. As I was just meditating on this week and I was sitting with the Lord and I was thinking about just everything that's happening right now. And not just the things that are happening, you know, on CNN, on, you know, social media, but just things that are happening within your own family and your friends, your coworkers. The things that are happening, they can weigh you down. And as I was feeling the weight of that, which a lot of times I often do as an intercessor, I can feel the weight and sometimes even my physical body. You know, I'm a feeler, so my physical body will begin to react to it. Whether, you know, my stomach, you'll be like, why all of a sudden is my stomach acting up? Or, oh my gosh, like, why is this happening? And I have to ask myself, instead of immediately going, oh, I got a stomach problem, I got a knee problem, I'm broke. No, wait a minute, Lord, like, is this for me? Is this for me or is this for somebody else? And am I feeling the weight of what's happening, whether it be in the environment, in the atmosphere, on the job? What is it? Lord, give me discernment and help me to shift the atmosphere. Did you not know that you're an atmosphere changer? You don't walk in the room and get a headache and immediately start taking Tylenol. You need to ask yourself, God, is this for me? Or am I sensing something in the room? Is there something in this room? Is there something that's not of you? Is there someone I need to be praying for? God, show me, teach me how to discern. And as you begin to do that, the atmosphere begins to shift, and the next thing you know, the headache's gone, and you're on assignment. Amen? I'm sharing this because as I went through this process of talking to the Lord about all the heaviness I was feeling, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, cling to me. Cling to me. And I just leaned into that because I felt the Lord was giving me a lifeline, pulling me out of the chaos, pulling me out of the storm, pulling me out of everything that's happening and just clinging to him. And you know what's so powerful is I just get a visual of when a search and rescue team, you know, when they come in with those helicopters and they throw down that lifeline and the person grabs on and they lift them out of and they take them up higher. I believe that's what the Lord wants to do with each and every one of us. We cling to him, and he takes us up higher. He takes us up to be seated with him in heavenly places. Amen. But he got me up several times this morning. Okay. And he showed me something, and he told me something. And as I prayed about it, I said, Lord, is this for me? Is this for this morning? And so what he told me was this. He said, yes, it's for me to share with you. It's for me too, because anything that I speak on every morning, it's for me too. Amen. I got to walk it out as well. He said, Ramisa, I want you to be like a tree. And he began to show me a tree. And as I zoomed in on the tree, he showed me the trunk of the tree, the roots of the tree. And he said, that's how I want you to be. I want you to be a tree. He reminded me of the scripture that says that we're to be oaks of righteousness. Amen. We're to be like trees, rooted. But then he said, I also want you to be like a branch. Because a branch is always attached to the tree. The branch is always attached because, as you notice with the branch, it gets its nourishment, it gets its strength from what's in the base or the trunk of the tree. Amen. He said, I want you to also be like a branch. But then he began to show me the leaves on the tree, and he said, Ramisa, see the leaves? There's some of us that are like leaves. We're on the branch, but we're not close to the trunk. And also with the leaves, he showed me that when a wind comes, they can break off. There's times when they change or shift. But he says, I want you to notice the leaf. Because there are seasons where we become like that leaf, where depending on the season, depending on what's happening, we'll either stay on the branch or get off. And when we get off the branch, we actually cut off our life supply. We can't live. And he said, Ramisa, I need you to be like a tree. Steadfast, immovable. And then he took me to John. Many of us, you know, we know this scripture in John, but he said, I want you to read this morning. I said, Amen, Lord. Amen. And I'm actually going to read it in the New King James. It says, I am the true vine. And my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me, catch this, every branch in me, because he told me that. He says, I want you to be like a branch too. He says, I want you to be like a tree, but he says, I want you to also be like a branch. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. I want you to just meditate on this for just a second, because in order to bear fruit, you have to be attached to the tree. You have to cling to him. You see, because he's your life support. He's your lifeline. Without being on the tree, you don't produce. You have to be like the branch. He goes on to say this. He says, you're already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. As I was reading that this morning, I realized that what has happened is that we believed that we can do this walk without him, that we can live our life without him. And some of you may say, well, I mean, I know I need Jesus. I know I need Jesus to live. But we got to go deeper, because there's moments in our lives where we are like that leaf, where we are connected to him in a season, but then there's a disconnect. Whether because of a wind, because of rain, because of the elements. But that's why he said, I need you to be like the branch. Because it doesn't matter what's happening. That branch is always on that tree. Always on that tree. And the thing is that we cannot bear fruit by ourselves. We have to be connected. We have to cling to him. He says, I need you to abide in me. Now, this word abide is significant because when you think about abiding, it also means to dwell, to stay, to rest. And one of the other synonyms, if you would, for this word abide is to cling. So even if we refer to, you know, Psalm 91, where he says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. Here, it's the same wording, to dwell, to abide. It's to stay, to rest, to cling. Jesus says, cling to me. Cling to me. Because if you want to produce, if you want to be successful in this life, if you want to live the abundant life, you have to cling to me. We cannot do it without him. But there's been this thought of, I can have him in some parts of my life, but not in all. I can experience him one day of my life, but not every day. But actually, what his desire is to be so intertwined. So think about this, the vine, the branch. They're literally, if you've ever seen a tree and the branch, it's just like, I want to say, synergy is what I'm thinking is the word that's trying to come out of my mouth, but it's like they're just so connected. You can't tell where the one ends and the other begins. That's what he wants. Because he says that if you're so connected to me like that, you begin to produce fruit. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. That's power. He says, you're the branch. I'm the vine. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. Listen, you can't raise your kids without it. Because it's a good thing my kids have a praying mama. Hallelujah. Sometimes. Help me, Holy Spirit. I can't raise my children without him. I can't be a good wife, a good partner to my husband without him. I can't even be a good leader on my job without him. I can't even be a good friend or a sister in Christ or a servant or a leader. I can't do anything without him. This is a total dependence on him. And if you have that thought of, I can do bad all by myself, well, then you're a leaf. When it's convenient, I'll stay. But if some kind of situation happens, I fall off. I often wonder why that happens. Why do we fall off? When Jesus didn't fall off, he finished the work. He showed us what it means to abide and to be connected to his Father. He taught us that. Yet, when life happens, we sometimes fall off. We pull away. We actually detach. And then we wonder why we're not producing. We're not living that abundant life that he talks about. Because is every area in your life a branch? Are you on the vine? Are you a branch? So that's where you have to do inventory. Is every single area in my life attached to my life source? Or is it this I will be attached, but this won't because, you know, he don't need to have all that. Like, he can have that, but he can't have all. That's why he says, cling to me. Cling to me. Listen, we want the benefits. We want the fruit. But the requirement is, be a branch. If anyone, he goes on to say in verse 6, does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, check this out. You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. That means that your prayers are not in vain. Because I'm just going to get real for a second. Sometimes we pray out of his will, not according to his will. Oh, man. Come on. When we pray, we're not praying out of his will. We're praying according to his will. So when you are attached to the vine and you're a branch and you are abiding in him, you're going to ask his will to be done. And guess what, sis? His will will be done. His will, not yours. His. But when we are far removed, we're praying in our own will. Our own agenda. We're praying prayers that are not according to his will and purpose for our lives. We're praying for what we think we need and what we want. Instead of saying, Lord, your will be done. I'll share this. You know, as we were preparing to purchase this home, you know, we had looked at a lot of homes and we got a lot of no's. And I remember just having a conversation with my realtor, and, you know, she was telling me, yeah, you know, another offer, they took it. And you know what I told her? I said, you know what? God's will be done. Now, that is a bold prayer because I'm now having to be a branch and abide and trust it. I have to trust him. And that his will be done, whatever his will is. If it's his will for us to stay where we were, be here, God, your will be done. It's not my will. Your will be done. Amen? And by this, he says in verse 8, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Listen, we call ourselves Christian. We call ourselves disciples. But a Christian and a disciple, they are attached to the tree. They're branches. They follow. They're set apart. They are not in one game and out the next. They're not falling off when times get hard. They're always abiding. And in this season, the Lord says, I need you to cling to me. I need you to be a branch. One of the things the Lord showed me was this. We know about these two women in the Bible, Mary and Martha. You guys know about these women. A lot of people talk about these women. And he actually showed me this. Because he said, you know, there's the Marthas and then there's the Mary. Martha was busy doing. She loved Jesus. There's no doubt about that. She loved Jesus. But her priorities were more about the doing. And don't get me wrong. Listen, you know, it seems to be this taboo thing like, oh, don't be a Martha. Well, can I just encourage some Marthas this morning? We need you. We need those Marthas. We need those who are administrative and organized and planners. And, you know, they're the ones that really help with ministry. They help keep things in order, and they're focused on that. But the thing I want you to get is that don't make it all about that. Because what happens is you become a leaf. You're on the branch. But when things happen, it gets shaky, just like with Martha. When her brother Lazarus died, she was like, Jesus, where were you? Now, she loved Jesus. But in that moment, she forgot who he was and what he could do. Because she had become so busy doing and not being so close to the tree that she forgot that he could raise the dead and heal the sick and deliver. Sometimes that's what happens. When we're doing for God, right? We're like, I'm doing this for God, but we just focus on the doing. But we forget that there's a place where he says, I need you to be closer than just the leaf. I need you to be a branch, because as you're a branch, you're so infused with me. You're so connected with me, and you actually begin to look like me and think like me because you're so close. Because when we become like Mary, we kind of pull away. We're a little bit further away. Doesn't mean we don't love Jesus. We just become all about the doing. But then he showed me Mary. Now, Mary are also necessary. And if you're a Mary, I want to encourage you. You see, because Mary was always at the feet of Jesus. Now, she wasn't just worshiping him. She was listening to him as he taught. That's why here in verse 7, Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. See, because the word was abiding in her, she could ask according to his will. She was close to his heart. She knew his word. So she wasn't praying and asking and seeking out of not really knowing him. She was so close. So she was asking according to his will. Mary sometimes gets a bad rap. Because the Martha, right?
like she told Jesus, I've been up in here slaving in this kitchen doing this and that, and Mary just at your feet. Because we got stuff to do. And Mary gets a bad rap because she's not due. But the last time I checked, we're called human beings, not human doing. We have to understand that we have to have those moments where we're clinging to him. She was at his feet all the time. But sometimes there's a discount for Mary because it's like, well, she wasn't doing anything. Oh, she was doing a lot at his feet. She was actually doing a lot. She was not only becoming intimate with Jesus, she was learning from Jesus. She was getting his words and letting them just abide in her. She was actually doing. And so we have this picture. And the Lord showed me this. He said, this is what I want you to know. That Mary was doing a lot at my feet. And don't get caught up with the fact that if you're not doing anything for me, that you're not doing anything for me. Because when you go into your room and shut the door and you cry and pray and seek my face, you are doing something for me. Because all I want is your heart. Because I want you to abide in me. So I want to encourage you this morning. Where are you on the tree? I had to really just lean into this as the Lord showed it to me. And I had to, you know, say, Lord, there's been times I've been loose. I've allowed certain seasons to cause me to fall off or blow away or not stay connected to you. And Lord, I repent of that. I repent, Lord, of allowing the cares of this world to take me off or take me away from connection with you. Lord, I even ask for you to forgive me for those Martha seasons where not that it wasn't important what I was doing. It's just that it was all about what I was doing. I made the thing a thing instead of making you the only thing. Anybody making things a thing instead of making Jesus the only thing? Because sometimes that's what happens. Amen. We make that thing our thing. And when we don't have that thing, we feel like, well, what am I even doing for you, God? But you see, that thing is not the only thing that matters. And that thing is not your identity. It's not your identity. You see, we gotta find out what those things are. Because those are those idols. Those are those things that we're clinging to. Instead of clinging to him, we cling to the thing. Even though we're saying we're doing this for him. Well, what would you do if it was taken away? Would you still love him like you do? Would you still serve him? Would you still be with him? Or would you be like a leaf? Then he says, I want you to be like a branch. Because even to some people, the branch, it's just attached to the tree, but and it doesn't have anything on it, but it actually is important to me. The branch is attached to me. It's connected to me. It needs me to live. I'm the supplier of that branch. The nutrients it needs and the strength it needs. I want you to be like that branch. To where you cling to me. And abide in me. And as you do that, you will then experience the abundant life. Take the joy. You know, I tell you, the joy I have in the Lord is absolutely amazing. The peace I have is incredible. And the love, don't get me started on the love. Because I made that choice to cling to Jesus. Listen, I'm not perfect. I still have some leaves in my life. I still have some places that aren't fully connected to the tree. But that's where I say, Lord, search me. I let go of those things that I haven't given over to you. Because I fully want to be attached to you. Listen, Mary was doing. Don't, if you're a Mary and you've been given a bad rap because all you do is pray and you know, worship and read the word and you just sew in the closet, you weep and you cry, you're so deep. Don't get discouraged, sis. Because you're doing. And even if you're a Martha, listen, that's okay too. Just don't make the thing all about the thing. Keep Jesus at that's the main thing. Even if you're a leader or a pastor, a teacher, a minister, sometimes we can make that an idol. And the Lord, I remember, he asked me this one time. He said, choose this day whom you'll serve. Sometimes we'll serve the title so man can approve us and validate us. So who are you serving? Man's agenda? Who are you clinging to? Or one question the Holy Spirit asked me one time. Whose shadow are you under? I'm like, oh, man. Forgive me, Lord. Whose shadow are you under? Because the only thing I come under is the great I am. The only thing that rules over me is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, for the Martha, just make sure that you don't become a leaf and you get so caught up in what you're doing that you come away from the branch. You can still be a branch and still do what God has called you to do. Don't make that the main thing. He is the main thing. Amen. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. And we hear your word. You want us to be branches. You want us to be attached to you and to cling to you. And God, I think that when we say yes to that, we can experience the fruitfulness in our lives. Anybody need the fruit in your life? And you know what? As you are a branch, you are meant to produce, woman of God. I don't know why this is in my spirit right now, but there's someone on the line that you've been clinging, but you're not seeing the fruit, and you're getting discouraged because you've been clinging. And the Lord wants you to know this morning, woman of God, or man of God, someone may listen to this later. But don't be discouraged and don't be weary in well-doing, because at the right time, you will produce a harvest. You will see it come to pass. But just stay on the vine. Stay on the vine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.